Thank you for calling RStar Fiber. My name is Franmi. May I also have the pleasure to speak with?
Hi, you're speaking with Jamie Alves, A-L-V-E-S.
A-L-V-E-S. Hi, how are you today?
I'm okay. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
My name is Franmi. It's spelled F as in Frank, R-A-N-M-I.
Great, thank you. I'm calling because we received an email that says ArchTop Fiber Support Action Required. We're trying to register our account. And the first one we got was 4 days ago. And when we clicked on the part that says, please click here. And it said a pop-up comes that says message display. The requested activation is either invalid or expired.
Okay.
So I wrote back to you all, and someone named Emily said, sure, I'll just send you another, sent the email again.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into it yesterday, she sent it yesterday, and I went into it about 6 hours later after work was over, and it said the same thing, invalid or expired. So I don't know if there's a window of time that you have that you're supposed to respond to the email. It doesn't say anything like that in the email, but I would like to know if there is a window and if you can send it to me again.
Okay, yes, no problem. I can definitely assist you with that and sending the email again. And I can also stay on the line with you just if you have the time now to try to go in and register. And that way, if it doesn't go through, I can escalate that again for you.
Okay.
Okay, so let me get the account pulled up. Is it Jamie's the first name?
My first name is Jamie. I don't know if it would be under my husband's name, Stephen, with a V, S-T-E-V-E-E-N.
Stephen, and the same last name, Alves, A-L-V-E-S?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. Let me just take a look. All right, I did find an account with Stephen Alves. Can you please verify for me, is the service address?
61 South Street in Rhinebeck, New York, 12572.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And would you know the email address on the account?
It's our last name, Alves, at Bard. That's B as in boy, A-R-D as in dog, .edu.
Perfect. Thank you so much for verifying that information. If that's the email address we have. So I have that. Let me open up, make sure that this is the email. I am looking to see if that email had... Did you remember if the one that you received before had a username and a temporary password attached to it?
Let me look at it. I didn't delete it, so let me see.
Mm-hmm.
It has a login ID and a password in the email. So it says, welcome to ArchTop Fiber. Please click here to complete the registration for your ArchTop Fiber account. Through the portal, you'll be able to view your account balance, pay your bill, and so much more. Use the login ID below to access your account. And it gives the login ID as our email address and then a password. And I did click the other link to look at the residential subscriber agreement, but then when I went to do the registration, it gave me that message.
Okay, yeah, because I'm opening the email and I don't see a username and a temporary password in this email that I have. It looks like the one that they
sent. I don't see a username. I see a login ID. I don't know if that's the same thing or different for you, but
okay. So the username is the email address.
Okay, so it's a login ID. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have one that was sent from ArchTop Fiber Support 4 days ago, Saturday, August 24th, and I have one that she resent. Let me see where that one is. The one that she resent yesterday was from 12:19 p.m. And that one does not have, that's interesting. The one she sent yesterday doesn't have a user ID, a login ID and a password, but the first one that she sent me 4 days ago did
she
have it.
Did, okay. Yes, because that's what I'm looking at it too. I just opened it and it should have that information. So I need to reach out to her and let her know that, you know, it looks like there is an issue. They need to, because the email that I have in front of me right now does not have a user ID or a temporary password. And I don't want to resend you this because they have really no information useful to you.
Right. If you want, so like I said, the one that I have that has that info.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Saturday, August 24th at 3:49 p.m. It's from Archtop Fiber Support. So if you, mm-hmm. you might have it in a sent file or something.
Yes. So I will reach out to her. I will reach out to Emily for them to fix that and resend it to you. Once she lets me know, I can reach back to you just to make sure that you have received it and you were able to log in.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So the best number to contact you back is the number on file. Is the 240-676-5710. It looks like the one that you're calling me from as well.
Yeah, if that's the number my husband gave you, that's fine. That's a good number for that.
Perfect. Is voicemail okay to leave if you don't answer the phone?
Let me ask him. They're going to call. They'll probably call back on this. Phone, is it okay for them to leave a voicemail if they don't get us? Yes, it's fine.
Okay. All right. I do appreciate that. Do you have any questions or anything else before I let you go?
Nope, no more questions.
Thank you so much for reaching to our staff Harvard today. I do apologize for that inconvenience, but hopefully we'll get this all fixed up for you, okay?
Thanks, Sammy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling our staff Harvard. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.